This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 25th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, a coal-fired power plant may be forced to shut down unless it can meet new EPA standards. Plus, we learn a little bit more about the Arkansas history the Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas has collected. Also, the latest edition of Arkansongs, Roby Rock has political and business news updates from around the state and more. But first, the Arkansas House has approved a bill that prohibits the sale of electronic cigarettes to minors. E-cigarettes are battery-operated devices that heat a liquid nicotine cartridge, producing a vapor that users inhale. House Democratic Leader Representative Greg Letting has sponsored the bill and says the devices should be regulated like traditional cigarettes.
These are devices that were initially intended to be smoking cessation devices, but as the children who testified in support of this bill and rules on Wednesday testified, they are now actively marketed as alternatives to smoking, and they are actively marketed towards teens. We feel that if you've got to be 18 to buy a regular cigarette, you should have to be 18 to buy an e-cigarette.
The House voted 76-8 to pass a bill calling for a $100 fine on anyone who gives or sells an e-cigarette to a person who is younger than 18 years old. The Arkansas House of Representatives has advanced legislation one supporter says should take a little of the ego out of holding office. The House voted 82-3 Friday to pass a bill that would prevent government agencies from naming buildings after public office holders until 10 years after they are out of office. The bill's sponsor, Representative John Burris, a Republican from Harrison, says this law would solve some interesting situations that have occurred in various districts around the state.
I will just tell you that you could drive a couple places in the state and you could find buildings that have been named for legislators that were subsequently convicted of federal crimes and spent time in prison. That is not a good situation.
Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Jim Nichols of Sherwood spoke for the bill, saying it could limit self-aggrandizement.
This type of bill has been before the body before. It has never gotten this far that I'm aware of. And I was in favor of it with the other authors, and I think it needs to take the ego a little bit out of our positions.
With passage by the House, the bill is headed to Senate committee. One school district in the area received high marks for its online transparency efforts, while other school districts have room for improvement. The nonprofit Sunshine Review grades local and state governments on their level of transparency based on the amount and types of information made available online. The organization gave the Fayetteville School District an A+ grade for its transparency, garnering favorable rankings in all areas. The Bentonville School District was ranked second best among the state's 10 largest school districts, receiving a B- grade for having incomplete data regarding academics and taxes and no information online regarding public records. Other schools didn't receive quite as favorable grades. The Fort Smith School District received a grade of C- for either incomplete or no information online regarding elected and administrative officials, public records, academics, and background checks. Springdale Public Schools received a D grade, having only favorable scores for providing information regarding its budget, contracts, audits, and academics. And the Rogers School District failed the Sunshine Review's ranking rubric, only having favorable scores for its contracts and academics information available online. More information about the transparency rankings for school districts or other governmental entities can be found online at sunshinereview.org. The Bella Vista Property Owners Association Board of Directors will continue to seek input from association members on how it should address a potential budget shortfall. Late last year, the POA board presented a 10-year baseline budget projection. Through 2022, the association expects revenue of around $160 million, while cash requirements for the same period are estimated at $222 million. That leaves the association with a projected shortfall of $62.5 million, even after figuring in all POA investments and reserves. The POA board will discuss methods of addressing the projected shortfall at its Talk with the Board forum at 5:30 tomorrow night at the Highlands Clubhouse on Pomona Drive. The nationally renowned Geosciences Department of the University of Arkansas has received a boost from one of its alumni. William and Donna Willis of Hot Springs have made a $100,000 gift to the university to create an endowed scholarship in their name. When fully funded, the William H. and Donna M. Willis Endowed Geology Fund will provide unrestricted support for graduate students seeking master's level degrees in geology. According to a UA news release, William Willis graduated with both undergraduate and graduate degrees in geology from the U of A and currently serves as vice chairman of the Arkansas Geological Survey Board. The Razorback baseball team made a clean sweep during its three-game road series over the weekend. The number 17 Diamond Hogs thrice defeated the sixth-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks in Columbia, South Carolina. On Friday, the Razorbacks overwhelmingly won with a score of 15-3. Saturday's final score was a little closer, Arkansas 4 to South Carolina 2. Then yesterday, it took two extra innings, but the Hogs ended up with the 5-3 win. The sweep of the series marks the first for the Razorbacks against the Gamecocks in Columbia and the first time the Gamecocks have been swept at home since 1999. The Razorbacks return to Baum Stadium tomorrow to open a two-game series against Mississippi Valley State. Tonight, more cool temperatures and a slight chance of flurries. Expect lows of 23 degrees across northwest Arkansas, though the wind chill could be as low as 12 degrees in Eureka Springs and as low as 7 degrees in Harrison. It'll be slightly warmer in the Arkansas River Valley with lows around 26 degrees. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy conditions and slightly warmer temperatures with highs in the low to mid-40s in northwest Arkansas and a high of 48 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows from 22 to 25 degrees in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley, expect partly cloudy conditions in the evening, then gradually clearing with a low of 28 degrees.